Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 722. Visible translated text is as follows, stayed. No, he didn't leave before I up. Yes, I took a nap. He came a little after one and we ate dinner and I laid down and took a considerable nap. State's exhibit. A portion of testimony of Mrs. Josephine Selig before the coroner's inquest, as follows. As to what Mr. Frank said about this affair, I don't know if he made any reference to it. The Mrs. Frank had told me. I don't remember that he said anything at all about this crime. He probably spoke of it in a general way. He is superintendent of the pencil factory. I think I would have remembered such a remark if he had made it. He said that there was a little girl found 666-king dead in the pencil factory that day. I didn't ask what her name was. I don't know that I asked any question at all because I really thought that it had any bearing on anything he would have interested in. It was not of interest to me. Naturally about it, I don't think he seemed to take any great importance to see what was the matter or see who did it. I don't know what was the occasion of the first remark that Mr. Frank made about the thing. I suppose he had been there only a few minutes. Yes, he had been found down there, he mentioned that just casually. He didn't remark about the ex-youth of the child or about the brutality of the crime or describe any of the wounds or wonder who was suspected or give any theory as to how it happened. I don't think he expressed any anxiety or low-spirited or anything like that. In the china closet happened to be a newspaper. There was no article about the thing in the paper. I almost say that he dwelt on article. Yes, he read the paper just as steadily and studiously as the night before. I don't think he made any difference at all. He did not seem to be a bit impressed on account of the thing having happened in the pencil factory. Sweet notes found beside body of dead girl. Body of Mary Fagan, written on white paper. Nature's exhibit. Notes found beside body of dead girl. Body of Mary Fagan, written on white paper. 382.